than an author will be able to exhaust so extensive a subject. An objection may perhaps be apprehended from the more delicate that this dish is too common and vulgar. For what else is the subject of all the romances, novels, plays, and poems with which the stalls abound? Many exquisite viands might be rejected by the epicure if it was a sufficient cause for his contemning of them as common and vulgar that something was to be found in the most paltry alleys under the same name. In reality, true nature is as difficult to be met with in authors as the Bayonne ham or Bologna sausage is to be found in the shops. But the whole, to continue the same metaphor, consists in the cookery of the author. For, as Mr. Pope tells us, true wit is nature to advantage dressed, what oft was thought, but ne'er so well expressed. The same animal which hath the honour to have some part of his flesh eaten at the table of a duke may perhaps be degraded in another part, and some of his limbs gibbeted, as it were, in the vilest stall in town. Where then lies the difference between the food of the nobleman and the porter, if both are at the dinner